I love weird sci-fi shit.
I love weird sci-fi
shit. What are we starting? So I guess we have to like launch into it. I mean, we can maybe do a tiny bit of bullshit.
Yeah. Because I mean, this is the bullshit normally.
Listen,
yeah,
guys, we can only do a tiny bit of bullshit because we need room in our stomachs for all of these enids and deedits.
And our tongues.
These enids
are
banana.
And honestly, just having these open, there's like a combo smell rising off the table that is smelling very caramelly.
Yeah. I am getting
some
of that.
Well, it's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
I'm sure there's a lot of, like, because it is just, like, isn't caramel kind of just, like, fucked up sugar?
Burnt sugar, basically.
Yeah, so it's,
sugar
like,
and butter,
pretty much,
usually.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it probably is just
a lot
of,
like,
of
yeah,
things, even if
sugar.
It's not the main feature.
Well, and it may not even be real, right? It could be whatever flavoring.
Corn syrup?
In,
caramel may not be real. Whoa! Mind blown.
Post that one on Reddit, Chris.
I will.
Caramel isn't real.
Not real?
Also,
holidays, and welcome to Why Do We Watch This, the podcast. Who's that? Who that on the roof?
I hope
burglar?
I hope you're not being naughty.
Oh, it's just a minister.
Yeah.
Welcome to Why Do We Watch This, the podcast where three friends watch a bad movie, talk about what they liked, what they didn't like, and how they would fix it while enjoying a themed cocktail. Of course, this is a mini episode, so we won't be doing that, but we'll be talking about what we will be watching next. But before we get into that, I am your host for this episode, Brendan Drischler.
I'm Lee Delahanty.
And I'm Chris Revelle.
Bless you. And it's a mini episode that we're doing in person, which we haven't done in a long time, but this necessitates it. There's a reason. Anyway,
a fun reason.
Yeah,
a good reason.
Yeah, but before we get into that part of it, we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing for our Christmas Spectacular episode. That's right. 'Tis the season, and for the season, we will be watching Happiest Season. No the. Drop the. It's cleaner.
It's
just
happiest season.
Yeah. From 2020, directed by Clea DuVall, written by Clea DuVall with Mary Holland, and starring Kristen Stewart, Mackenzie Davis, Alison Brie, Aubrey Plaza, Dan Levy, Victor Garber, Mary Holland, and Mary Steenburgen.
It is
a stacked cast.
It is a great cast. Mm.
It is a movie that people seem to have complicated thoughts about.
Yeah!
Some people seem to really enjoy it, other people seem to be kind of mad at it. So there's a lot of vibes coming from this picture.
I think there is, we'll have a lot to discuss.
We will.
But I will just say that my choice, I chose this one this year. This was just because, as we've complained before, it's hard to find a holiday movie that we either haven't done or is just so fucking obscure that it's just like, what are we even doing
here?
We
haven't done the Heart one yet.
The Heart one?
The one with Daenerys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Last Christmas.
Yeah, Last Christmas.
We should... I did see that. Did I tell you guys that I saw Last Christmas?
Yes.
I think so.
It was not as bad as I thought it would be, but I wouldn't say it was good. So, like, it could
sounds
be...
salvageable.
You could do it, yeah. Anyways.
But anyway, I just... Without, I guess, giving the game away too much, but it is a gay Christmas movie, but how it gets there is, I think, up for extreme debate. But yeah, I really look forward to that conversation. It was also just a weird COVID movie, so I kind of have like that attachment to it as well.
Yeah, apparently as they were finishing shooting, people were starting to like catch COVID on set. Yeah. It was like, oh, here we are. Here it comes. Anyway.
So yeah.
Yeah, so we will be talking about that 2 weeks from now as part of our Christmas episode. And of course, because it's us, we will have a themed cocktail to go along with it. The drink we'll be making for Happiest Season is called a Spiced Alcohol. It is going to be 1 cup milk, 1 ounce bourbon, 1 ounce crushed dark chocolate, 1/4 ounce of vanilla extract, 1/2 ounce of unsalted butter, 3 green cardamom pods, and some cinnamon. In a small saucepan, you heat the milk, crushed cardamom pods, and a dash of cinnamon over medium-low heat for 10 minutes. In another small saucepan, heat the butter and chocolate over medium-low heat and stir until it's melted. Add the hot milk mixture to the butter and chocolate mixture while whisking. Remove it from the heat and remove the cardamom pods, then mix in bourbon and vanilla extract and serve it up.
I am really excited. I love cardamom. I love chocolate.
Kathy over here.
I'm Kathy.
Ack.
Does Kathy love chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perhaps her most defining characteristic. Trigon swimsuits, being fat, and eating chocolate.
And, well, and it's, it would always be like, she would say something, and then it would just be like huge letters in a bubble.
And a woman writes Kathy?
I know. And also, do you know the weirdest thing? The woman who writes Kathy is, like, really cute. Like, she's, like, an attractive woman, but she seems to have, like, this weird thing where she's drawing a character who's like, I'm so overweight and ugly, like, no man will ever love me. It's like, girl, what are you doing?
Is it, like, worth a discussion someday about, like, why the comics that make it into newspapers are all so bad?
Yes. Yes, it is.
As a mod of a Facebook group about comics, I have a lot of thoughts about
why?
That.
Like,
let's do it.
Why are they all terrible?
Those are the ones that we elevate.
I mean, we could do a whole episode on the insanity of Heathcliff these days.
Which is the best.
I just need to let you know, though, you looked at me with such utter seriousness and just went, "Ack?" And it was just one of the funniest things to say with such a serious, like, sincere
face. I didn't understand it was a Kathy reference.
That was also Lee's reaction to seeing Mars Attacks in theaters, I believe. Right? When Mars started talking, Lee just said, "Ack."
Como se dice ack?
Como se dice ack in Espanol?
So yeah, that's what we've got coming up in the next 2 weeks. For our mini-episode today, though, we are doing a full-length mini-episode of Eat It or Beat It, the mini-thing we sometimes use for bullshit. Because this is the Christmas season, we're doing almost exclusively Christmas stuff. We have one last remnant of the autumn months in here to sort of, you know, wash out taste of autumn in our mouths.
This is how we're acknowledging.
Actually, should we have water? Do you need water?
I have. You should. Yeah, go get some water.
That's a good idea.
I'll bullshit a little bit while we do this. Yeah. Yeah. So I've got some of my Stranger Things Gatorade here, which I bought earlier today.
I'm sure that will be a great palate cleanser.
Yep. The taste of artificial lemon.
You know, we have an autumnal treat to recognize the fact that we're recording this in like mid-November.
Yes. And I'm sure by the time this mini episode comes out, it still will not have snowed, so it won't feel really Christmassy.
No.
But here we are.
We did just plunge into the 30s this week.
We did. No, that's true. Like, It's snowing a lot in, like, Pittsburgh and shit, where my family is.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like this is the first Christmas I'm going to be here physically for, I think, ever.
Wow.
I have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure ever. And if it doesn't snow, I'm going to be a little bummed,
right.
I gotta say.
You're like, why am I even here then?
What's that?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that's what Rich said. Rich
usually
said
it
usually doesn't, which is like, this is fucking New England, guys. Get your weather machines together.
The winter has moved.
I know.
It's moved to January and February now.
I know. Yeah. We need to have a leap month so we can reset all this.
Also, they pissed off Bill Gates and he changed the weather.
I knew he would. Yeah. He's living up in Epstein Island. So let's start this out then, I guess. We've got, for our first thing, Lee, this was something you found at Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, yeah.
This is,
I don't know this brand that well.
I don't know this brand either. It's called Chocolove, X-O-X-O-X.
I know this one very well.
You do?
What I know them as is, so they are like a perfectly decent chocolate brand. Like,
yeah.
They make good bars too. But I just find it very funny that these bagged ones feel like they are consciously styled that you'll grab it thinking it's like a Lindt
or
Ghirardelli. Oh, yeah, 100%. The bag is almost identical to
that. The color, the font is kind of...
Right, like the shiny
metal,
the cursive font. This is very...
This is what we would call a cheater brand.
The first time was just, I was having a bad day.
Yeah, so these are pumpkin spice bites.
Pumpkin spice filled pumpkin...
Right, it's a little chocolate with some pumpkin spice goo, I guess, in the middle.
Yep, like a it's sort of like peanut butter. Butter.
Okay, like the consistency of peanut butter, but with the goo of pumpkin spice. Nope.
No.
That is such a...
The thing is, I didn't hate it at the beginning. But then I feel like the flavor kept deepening.
I'm almost getting something...
It's too much.
Yeah. Like, it needs to be either more subtle, and I'm almost getting something that feels like it's fruity adjacent.
Yes.
Like, what
I know
is
as well. I bet it's almond.
I gotta look here. Pumpkin puree, pumpkin concentrate. I mean, maybe they just overdid the pumpkin. Here's the thing, too. I hate pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Number one with a bullet.
Fair enough.
Not my thing. To be more accurate, I like pumpkin spice okay, because there's two kinds of pumpkin spice, right? There's, like, pumpkin spice that has pumpkins, and pumpkin spice is literally just the spices that are in a pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. I like the latter.
I do, too. I hate the taste of pumpkin.
I do as well.
Something I do not care for. So that might be what I'm responding to here when I started shaking my head violently and put the rest of my napkin.
I didn't hate it necessarily. It was just too much.
It is too much.
Pumpkin muffins and pumpkin bread.
I do. Yeah, there. I have had some of those occasionally. I've liked, and pumpkin pie is a no-go for me.
I can't do pumpkin pie either. I can't tell you. Here's the thing. I can't honestly look you in the eye and say that I have actually tasted pumpkin pie or remember what it tastes like. But it looks disgusting.
I will say, I actually like pumpkin pie.
I think that's fair, too.
But that's... I like pumpkin pie, but I think that's down to two things. One, there's a reason why we put all the spices, because pumpkin on its own tastes like garbage.
Well, of course, yeah.
So I'm loving it for the spices. But then also, a lot of times, the things people use to make pumpkin pie is mostly butternut squash anyway.
But it's like, why? Because here's the thing. Apple pie, you see the pastry, and you see that it's filled with
apples.
Yeah. And like a sauce that the apples were cooked in.
Sure. Right, a sugary goo, yeah.
But then pumpkin pie is just a blob.
Right, it's a strange, like it's all the same consistency.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like not a real thing.
Sort of like Jell-O's or pudding. Like, what is in that?
This is the same reaction I have with like, is it pecan pie, which is also like a goo?
That's not. Well, it's the nuts, but it's set into a caramel.
Yeah, no, there's. I feel like there's a pie that is another goo-based pie that I'm not a fan of whatsoever.
I like the lemon meringue.
Pie. Lemon meringue. See, I like the lemon. I don't like the meringue. So I feel like it's just
like meringue.
I like the lemon part. Just that. Just give me
but
that.
Give me a lemon, but hold the meringue.
It was like a big leap for me to take my first bite of a meringue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it didn't look.
Texturally,
like,
it's not something.
It's, yeah,
what's
that's
in it.
Yeah, I meringue is a thing that's very hit or miss for me. Like, have you ever had pavlova?
Yeah.
Oh, I love pavlova.
Pavlova is delicious.
Rich made a pavlova a few years ago, and it was really good. It's something that's, like, really impressive when you make it, too, because it just, like, looks neat. And, like, that I like a lot.
Yeah.
Other meringue things, we're getting into an iffy territory.
Meringue is just, like, a harder pavlova, technically, really.
It's the same stuff.
It is. A pavlova is meringue. It's just been baked.
Yeah.
So it's all the same egg whites just whipped to a fluff. And I mean, even marshmallows are kind of almost...
Like a meringue,
basically.
But meringues are definitely, I don't know how else I can describe this. Meringues are drier than a marshmallow.
I think you bite into it
and it's not gooey.
Really. I mean, I think it depends on the way you're serving
flour
meringue.
Flour does like the
meringue can be like whipped
like
and fluffy.
Clouds. It can be. The meringues I'm thinking about are like,
or like the stiff baked ones. Yes.
Yes,
a good stiff meringue.
A good stiff. It's like you bite into it. It's kind of like chewy a little bit on the inside.
No, that's the way it's supposed to be done. If you're like baking a meringue, it's supposed to be like a very thin, crisp shell and just like nicely chewy on the inside. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing meringue correctly.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of baking shows.
Oh, including, have you seen the finale of Great British Baking Show?
Of course
this
I
season?
Did. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that could be its own episode.
Yeah,
and yet, nobody will watch Strictly with me. I can't get anyone to watch Strictly.
Where do you even watch it?
On the YouTube. I mean, I'm
on the YouTube,
I just catch it up. Or I have my ways for most stuff on
Winky.
I will say, it's no offense to Strictly, I just don't tend to really care much about dance shows.
I don't either.
I don't care about baking, so.
That's fair. I suppose we're at our impasse here.
Yeah. I'll eat the result of the baking, but I don't.
The process.
I don't need to watch someone stress out about making it.
It's sounding like this is maybe a beat it for people.
Three-way beat it?
Yeah,
three-way
yeah,
beat
yeah.
off?
I basically am fobbing these off on you guys. Because I ate one and I was like, I'm not going to eat the rest of
There's a decent chance
so
with some of the...
So less for me to throw.
Right. Them. With the shit I bought, it's one of those things where it's like, well, if we don't like it, this is just going out at a Christmas party at some point.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm kind of bummed it wasn't. Like, where was the cinnamon? Where's the nutmeg?
What happened too is I did my usual, like, on Halloween, I grabbed a bag of candy, like a smallish bag of the mix that I like. And then I had to go to CVS on the way home from somewhere. I got the one off the VFW Parkway. And just to get that stuff, just to get, like, Aaron's stuff, I picked up that and I walked by. Their Halloween, days after Halloween, the candy section was still stacked.
I believe it.
With Halloween candy.
I think it's just, like, we're in a more heavily trafficked neighborhood, you know?
And so I just walked by, like, a 110-piece bag and I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I don't
no, you
do,
should.
But like, why though?
No, I feel like it has gotten increasingly
it.
Hard
yeah.
to get decent after holiday candy sales.
They
for
have
some
not
reason.
Had the bag. I couldn't anywhere in any store. I could not find the bag I wanted.
What was the one you wanted?
Historically, the one I get is Reese's bars, and then also the Hershey's bars and Hershey's cookies and cream bars.
Oh.
And then a Reese's, and then a Reese's pumpkin, and then maybe a Kit Kat as well.
I do like that combo.
So I couldn't get the cookies and cream. I got everything but the cookies and cream.
I was going to say, I feel like I haven't seen cookies and cream in the mix for a little while.
But didn't they used to have, I feel because they used to do them where they were like fang shaped, because they're the little bars, and they had like fangs, so you like
fang
shape,
and
there
was,
which is fun.
It was always like tombstone shaped Hershey's and fang shaped cookies and cream, pumpkin, Reese's. I don't know, man. But no. Yeah.
Fangs for the
but movies. I got one with like little Heath bars, which is nice.
Yeah, those are good.
Heath.
Wow. I haven't had that in forever.
You know. Or a symphony bar.
Do they still make symphony bars?
I don't think so. $1,000 grand?
Yeah.
$100 grand.
$100 grand?
That was the richer version. I think they did test markets in New England and like kids
thousand,
were dying.
$1,000 grand.
Ten sticks of butter at each bar of $1,000 grand. I do like $100 grand was a fucking good bar. I don't know. Do they still make that one even?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure you can find it at like a gas station off the highway somewhere, right? You know?
Yes.
When I worked at a pharmacy in high school, they sold a lot of like very old-fashioned candy that I don't think is sold elsewhere. But the one that always got me was the Sky Bar.
Oh, I know Sky Bar. I like Sky Bar.
Where it's like each segment has a different
filling. Yeah, it's like four little individual chocolate segments. It's good. I like Sky Bar. I feel like... God, Rich and I were talking about, like, shitty old candy bars that our parents would eat. Because, like, my dad was talking about candy he bought for trick-or-treaters. He was like, I got Butterfingers and something else and Good and Plenty. And I was like, they still make Good and Plenty? Like, and he was, because he was saying, like, when he got back home, like, our neighborhood has no kids. So, like, he didn't expect anyone to be there. So he went over to our, like, some family houses. And he just, like, left candy out in a bowl. And he was like, when I got back, none of the candy was touched. And I was like, maybe it's because you got Good and Plenty, Dad.
Good and Plenty akin to Mike and Ike's?
Yeah.
Except licorice.
Ugh.
Yeah. I know.
Mike and Ike's are already not good.
That's the thing, too. It's like you're starting off with Mike and Ike, which is like
and
a mid-tier candy.
Yes. If I'm remembering correctly, aren't Good and Plenty's like white and pink?
White and like a dark, like a purpley pink, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like such a weird color combo. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah. Because he said something like, you know, like your mom used to like those. Like, yeah, my mom liked a lot of like really weird old-ass candy what that was, no one should eat.
What was it in O. Henry?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good... Lee, that's a great question.
if only we had a machine that could tell us.
You are so good at this.
I've never seen an O. Henry.
I'm wondering, is it kind of like a Butterfinger? No. Okay, so it is a candy bar containing peanuts, caramel, and fudge coated in chocolate.
Hell yeah, I want that.
I don't have that.
Look at this like bisected one.
I would have that.
Is there like a sort of ironic ending when you finish it? When you find out that you're allergic to all the ingredients.
Right. Oh, Henry.
Oh, okay. According to this, Thomas Henry was the manager of the company, so it was called like a Henry bar.
So it's not based off of the gift of the match I offer.
No, there's a lot of other... It's one of those things where there's like three different stories, and only one of them is like, for some reason, it's named after the gift of the Magi author.
I made you this chocolate bar.
I sold my teeth to buy you a chocolate bar. I fucking love a good gift of the Magi.
Oh my god.
All right, let's go to like one of these. These are, I don't know if these are new or just new to me, but these are Pepperidge Farm Holiday Nog cookies. So I assume the idea is that they're eggnog adjacent.
I have to just tell you, I am someone who does not like eggnog.
So
it is not my thing.
I am pro eggnog because it's basically like
The face you just made.
Oh, it smells like sour.
It does smell not great.
I don't like that.
Okay.
It doesn't have much of a taste at all.
I agree with that. It smells worse than I thought it would.
I get
butter.
Very little sugar, and then I get as if someone is like whispering the word cinnamon through a keyhole at me. That's what I'm getting.
I agree. So I would say like this is not as bad as I feared it would be, but I wouldn't say this is particularly good.
No, it's like. It's like a slightly elevated animal cracker.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, I almost wish I were just eating like a butter cookie. You
Correct.
Know? Like this.
One of the Danish butter cookies.
Right, yeah, but with none of the eggnog flavor. So,
I guess I kind
also,
of...
Also, sorry, it has to be said, on the back it's like describing it. Crafted with rich eggnog flavor, cage-free eggs, real vanilla beans, and cinnamon. I read that as real vanilla, comma, beans, and cinnamon, and I was like, what? No!
Vanilla,
beans and cinnamon, baby. What were you saying?
I guess there is a sort of like an eggy aftertaste somewhat.
A little.
But, I guess it's an eat it, but only because it's just sort of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
I doubt that
is
I
this,
would like...
It would be left on the snack tray.
Is this eat it with faint praise?
Yeah, this is the faintest eat it for me. Like, this is something I might have another one of later this week, but like just one of...
You could dunk it in coffee and not worry about it overpowering it flavor-wise, because...
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, just go get a Danish, like a roll down.
Like, no, good, like, Pepperidge Farm does better cookies than this, so, like, just get one of those.
The thing is, if it was going to be rich nog flavors, why not actually give us
make that? It rich nog flavors?
Yeah. This is sort of like the La Croix
I've talked about it before. Advocat?
I've heard of that.
Heard of it.
It sounds horrifying.
I don't really know what it is.
It's like a disgusting orange liquor of some variety. It's thick. It has a sort of viscosity.
Okay.
And then what you're meant to do is put it with, like, I don't know if it's like Sprite or just some other sort of carbonated beverage to create some sort of horrific concoction.
Like, oh, where, like, it's, like, bubbling through this,
yes.
Like,
yeah. I'm gonna say on its own, like, I don't think I would necessarily enjoy this, but the description...
Gotta say, it's a misleading name.
Yeah, it is. The description of the ingredients, egg yolks, aromatic spirits, sugar, honey, brandy, vanilla cream, or condensed milk. Like, to me, that sounds okay. This does not necessarily look very appealing, though.
No, it's the color of mustard, I
right.
would
say. Right, no, it is. Yeah, it looks like honey mustard or something.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, the thing I was saying, I do like eggnog, because eggnog is almost just like custard, but a drink, you know? Like, it's almost the same flavor as a custard, but just in a drink. So, I never really had a huge issue with eggnog. It is something I always like to get around this time of year. This cookie itself doesn't really give me a whole lot of nog.
Honestly, if they maybe took the cinnamon whisper from that and put it in the
cinnamon shout, that would work. That's true, yeah, that is true.
It was a cinnamon whisper.
It was a cinnamon whisper.
Avocado, sparkling lemonade, and sometimes lime juice is consumed at Christmas time.
See, that doesn't sound great. I'm just imagining, like, because I don't know what avocado tastes like, but I'm imagining eggnog with sparkling lime lime juice and lime, which sounds bad.
Bad.
I would say.
I've watched, like, Lewis does it on the Yogscast Christmas streams a lot, because it's something, like, he says his grandmother used to drink, which does sound like a deeply English thing to sort of take this Dutch item and then absolutely fuck
like
it
ruin
up
it.
With some sparkling lemonade. Although maybe it is a thing in the Netherlands, and then to which I apologize to everyone involved, because it sounds disgusting.
I gotta agree. Maybe there is something more to it, but I don't know, fellas.
Where should we go next?
What ones do you want to do? A kiss, a goldfish, or that thing?
I've been eyeing that.
All right, let's do. Okay, so Chris.
So these are called mistletoe Mikados. I picked them up at Kiki's, the Irish.
Oh, they stick.
The Irish specialty corner store near me.
Hopefully, I'll like it. I'll enjoy the other one.
Sorry, so you said this was from where? An Irish novel?
An Irish. Well, it's like a corner store near me, but they specialize in getting like Irish or UK goods.
Okay.
Can someone turn the box around? There's a description of what this actually is on there.
We can give it to you actually probably at this point.
Oh, it's on the here. It's on the front. You're just looking at the. So, coconut-covered marshmallow biscuit with jammy centers.
Okay.
I'm getting, like, strawberry. I don't know if it's strawberry jam, but...
They sort of look like a miniature, like, French pastry.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe this. It's a very thin...
They kind of look like a sled or a toboggan.
Yeah, it's like an upside-down sled, kind of. There, it's a very thin cookie, or biscuit, as we say in England, with little mounds covered in, I guess...
Coconut.
Like, are the mounds pink, or is the coconut pink?
The mounds are pink.
Okay.
The mounds are pink. The coconut is white-flecked. It's very soft.
Mm-hmm.
It is surprisingly soft.
And when they said jammy center, I guess what they really meant was it's kind of gummy. Not in a negative way.
Isn't like jammy a descriptor in the UK in a way that it's not here?
Probably.
I believe it's like literally a concept there, and if we see it, we think like jam adjacent, but like it means a thing there.
There are no rules about language over there.
That's true.
It's a lawless land. Don't listen to them.
Okay, without even thinking about it, I started eating the second one. I'm not like over the moon, but this actually is pretty good.
I don't hate this. I think
they're eminently eatable.
They are very eatable. I feel like you could probably easily plow through like half of this tray and not really realize it. The only thing I would say is I kind of wish the biscuit were a little more crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's because it's all kind of the same texture right now, you know? So if this had a little more bite or snap to it.
Yeah, that's a mistletoe Mikado.
It's kind of a nice mixture of textures.
It is.
With the sort of like the coconut flakes powder and like the sort of like marshmallowy sides and the jammy middle.
Oh, it is pink mallow.
Pink mallow.
Yeah, okay. And raspberry flavored jam.
Raspberry.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's pink mallow. So the marshmallow is the thing that's pink. The coconut is white.
Yeah, I was listening in. I was re-listening to the Christmas off menu with Mel G, who I love and is very funny. But she spends a lot of time talking about not liking food that is, as she put it, claggy, and everyone seemed to know what she meant, and I'm like, I don't know what the
that
fuck.
Is, that is definitely a British thing. It comes up on Great British Bake Off all the time. Yeah. Like, that is a thing in England that we just have no...
To something, to my best guess, it was like when you have to chew it a lot, or it gets sort of stuck in your mouth.
It's like, a little like, it's not well combined or something, almost.
Yeah, or like, dense.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, mealy. Mm.
Yeah. It is definitely a thing in the UK that we just simply don't have a word for.
I was looking it up, and by the way, apparently Mikados are just something made year-round.
I assume.
Delicious coconut-covered marshmallow with a jam-filled center.
What makes it... Does anything make this a mistletoe Mikado? I'm just curious. Like, what's the default Mikado?
Sure. Well, default Mikado is this. It honestly just sort of looks like a chocolate bar.
Can I see? I'm just curious. Coconut, marshmallow, jam center, crumbling. Yeah, interesting.
Maybe just the flavors are different.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Although, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't really associate raspberry with Christmas, but maybe in England they do.
I mean, everyone's got their different traditions, I suppose.
Yeah, but ours are right.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So,
oh, right.
Mikado is also the UK term for the same kind of stuff that's used to make pocky.
So,
it's just what Wikipedia is also telling me.
Yeah, I googled Mikado candy. All I'm getting is pocky.
Mikado biscuits, a European marketing name for pocky.
That's so fascinating to me. Is that just because of the operetta having, like, popularity
there?
I
suppose!
And, like, it's from Asia, so ergo...
Well, and it's like, so it was weird. It's based on your culture.
Yeah, right? Like, this is what you guys are like, right, Nike Poo? Yeah, I don't know. So, the idea, I guess, is that the biscuit is the same thing that's...
I guess.
Pocky is, like, so crisp, though, you know?
This is what I'm seeing from Mikado, right? This, like, sort of...
Oh, interesting.
Really. That is old, yeah.
Sort of chocolatey-looking thing with, like, rice in the inside?
Yeah, I can't quite tell what that is.
Is that a different brand?
Like, maybe it's a different brand.
I can see how this is mistletoe because of the white, but...
Or I almost wonder if Mikado is, like, not a trademarked thing in the UK, and maybe every brand has their own spin over what a Mikado is.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is? I don't know. I don't know enough about British food culture to
guess here. Well, honestly, it's an eat it, I think, for
me. It's not bad. I'm not a huge fan of coconut, but this is pretty solid. Again, I wish the biscuit were a little more crispy, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of, like, layered stuff as well.
It's also not a type of cookie we really have here, because it is really just one cookie with then just, like, lumps of marshmallow going down two sides, and then there's... literally just a line of the jam in the center.
Yeah.
I feel like if this were American, it would have been a sandwich cookie.
That's...
I feel like we don't sell cookies like this.
I mean, the only thing I was saying is that I feel like it's designed because you want to see the top.
It kind of reminded me of, like, sort of Turkish delight, almost. Of, like,
yeah,
a sort of dessert that's, like, it's, you know, something jelly-like or jam-like that has been sort of, you know, it's preserved enough that you can sort of sell it wholesale.
Right, yeah. It's shelf-stable, so it lasts for a year.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to try these? So these cafe maca Hershey's Kisses.
Probably just mocha.
I don't know. In England, first of all, they say maca.
Yeah, but they're, again, I've established.
I know.
They're maniacs.
I mean, you remember that Great British Bake Off season where Paul Hollywood was saying things like tacos and pico de gallo.
They do that.
I mean, I also remember when that woman was trying to peel an avocado by hacking it with a knife.
And she also said, I've never seen an avocado in my life. And I'm like, what is...
So these are Hershey's Kisses that are specifically, would you say, like, an international themed or something?
Yeah,
there's like six.
The line was
called
Flavors of the World.
Right. I found two of them. This is Hershey's Kisses Cafe Mocha.
If you give it a sniff, it smells like coffee straight out. Which is, that's a bad face.
Oh boy, that is a face. Which is ostensibly, this is ostensibly somehow African adjacent. I don't know how or why.
I don't like fake coffee flavors.
This does smell very coffee.
It is kind of a very fakey, fake coffee flavor.
Oh, I hate it.
Agree. This is very close to being something that's good.
Yes.
It's just like...
In the beginning, I was like, okay. Yeah.
I bit into it. I got all of the coffee juice in there at once.
It's like
so bad.
There are parts where I'm biting it, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. Then I'm getting like sort of like that chemical coffee whiff, but I'm like, oh no.
It's the chemical that's really turning me off. That chemical edge.
So this is... A Hershey's Kiss with sort of like a truffly goo in the middle.
That's supposed to taste like coffee.
It is ostensibly supposed to taste like mocha.
They're bad. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Leave them. Leave.
Yeah, these are getting set out at a Christmas party at some point in the future.
Exfiltrate them from this house.
Beat it. Take it to a white elephant.
Yeah.
Just, exfiltrate them from this house.
Lee is going to beat it by throwing them out the window or something.
Oh my god. I want you to reenact the Christmas Carol bit of you like open your window. You boy there, what day is it? Why Christmas, sir. Here! Yes, take these!
It's like right in his head, right?
Yeah. This is you get a bunch of fucking cafe mocha kisses. Maybe we'll do the goldfish.
Okay.
Next, just and then to break it up.
We'll close out with kisses.
Yeah, so these are...
As we usually
These
do.
Are like the goldfish, yeah. These are the limited edition Snoopy goldfish, which are like graham crackers, not like the crackery goldfish, but like graham cracker. But they are peppermint cocoa flavored. So
I expect to like this.
They look almost like teddy grahams.
Yeah. At this point, why are we even calling them goldfish if it's really just...
Goldfish has been doing this for a while, though. They've had, like graham ones for a while.
But then at this point, it's not goldfish. I mean, goldfish is more of the brand name than it is the product, right?
Yeah, not a bad smell. It does smell pepperminty, but not overwhelmingly pepperminty, which is good. I'm always worried that it's going to be, like, toothpaste.
Oh, hell yeah, I fuck with these.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, the right amount of peppermint.
Something on this, like a sort of, it looks like almost salt, but is it like laced with like sugar or something?
Let me see.
Oh yeah.
It might just be on the light.
It might be the light. I really can't tell.
They're really good. I would tear through a bag of these.
I would too. If I was sitting out at a Christmas party,
If
I'm like, if I'm playing a game and that's next to me,
this is gone. Right now, right.
I just, like, whatever the game is paused, or, like, I'm in between loading zones, I'm just grabbing a handful.
I don't know if you guys have ever gotten these from Trader Joe's, but they have mint chocolate star cookies, and that has an extremely similar texture and taste. So all I'm trying to say is, those were equally just, like, you can mindlessly
and
just shovel them in.
Fun shapes.
Yeah, fun shapes, too. Like, I mentally associate peanuts with Christmas season just because, like, the special, I think, and everything. So, like, yeah I'm on it.
But these were a slam fucking
Yeah,
bomb.
I'm glad at least one thing we're all like, yeah, good.
A resounding get it.
Without reservation.
Yes. Alright.
Now, they really... Hershey's Kisses kind of fucked us on cafe mocha, but... Yeah.
This is another variety.
I think I've had chocolate truffle. I had a different.
This is the thing. Yeah, I feel like Chris was saying this. I think that they have done chocolate truffle before.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive that this is a thing they've done before. Maybe this is slightly different. Maybe it's just the same thing. Who can say?
But at least their website claims this is supposed to be.
Latin America.
Yes, the kind of chocolate that they get in Latin America.
It looks different on the inside than just like the chocolate truffle that I remember was like closer to that sort of liquid. But it seems like it's like a.
And a little more solid.
Perhaps I'm speaking from ignorance here, but I feel like if you're going to say this is inspired by chocolate from South America, my American brain is going to be like, okay, so it's going to be spicy? You're going to put cinnamon in it or something?
Well, isn't that just Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, there goes your American brain making assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Damn!
Yeah. Okay. It's a better version of a Hershey's Kiss, baby.
Hell yeah, it is.
I don't usually go for... Like chocolate, mm-hmm. chocolate on chocolate. But
this is fabulous.
Really
yeah,
the texture of the filling.
The
is
texture
really
makes sense. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Hershey's kisses on their own.
I hate the you bite it and it's.
It's like solid hunk of chocolate.
No. Solid hunk. I prefer that to what we just had in the coffee, where it's like.
Oh,
like a cream.
A weird,
like a liquid immediately coming out.
Yeah.
I like that this is like a sort of softer, chewier thing that you get through.
Yeah, so that's it. So this, ostensibly, Cafe Maca has maca-flavored cream.
So let me have a little more, though. Let me,
yeah. Maybe. This one is a chocolate melt-away center, so I think it is supposed to be a different consistency.
Yeah.
And this is
it's fabulous.
The better consistency.
I do think it's interesting that the two things we liked were easily the most simple.
I mean, that's...
Both in terms of their... ambitions and like flavors,
as we saw with GBBO this season, sometimes it pays to stick simple. Apparently,
it really does.
Anyway, yeah, this is a definite eat it.
That was fantastic.
I'm glad we ended on the mocha ones.
You know, really so we had 6 in total, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like the first 2 we tried were easily the worst.
Agreed. Well, I don't know. This was pretty bad.
The holiday
too.
Was just sort of not there.
So, I was going to say, if we did a bottom 3, it would be these 3, but this is the closest to being good, just because it doesn't have much of anything.
This kind of sets right in the middle.
I put this next, yeah. I think, I don't know which, like, between these two, I honestly don't know which one I would say I like least.
Yeah, I think it, for me,
I like this least.
For me, it's gotta be the coffee one, because I really hate that coffee flavor.
Yeah, I would see an argument for either. I think I agree with Chris. I think the pumpkin spice one is my least favorite, followed by the maca, then the eggnog. Then mistletoe macchiato, which is like, they're good.
It's
solid.
It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's something different. And then
I'm going to say these are in a dead heat for me, because
I think the chocolate truffle might be my win, although I think the goldfish are really great.
Yeah, I think the goldfish are my win only because I would snack on those for longer.
Yes.
That's like, true. With this one I would realize, like, oh, I've had a lot of chocolate. This one is like, they're gone.
I would have like 2 to 3 kisses and then I'd be like, I cannot.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, this one is like when you're, when you have to like take the cash or card out of your wallet to pay. And it's like, reminding you at each step, this is a thing you're doing. There's more of a process. And the mint chocolate goldfish are when you do like Apple Pay.
Tap to pay.
And it's like, this is too easy. Oh no!
Excuse me, my Google wallet?
Yes. I'm sorry, Google wallet.
Your Googie wallet, yes.
Your Googie Wawa.
Googie Wawa. It's really fun to just babyfy anything Google. Yes.
Where my Googie Wawa.
I just wasn't prepared to hear someone say it back to me, and it was very funny.
My Android's Googie Wawa.
Wow. Yeah, but this was a great eat it or beat it. We had highs, we had lows. We had creamy middles, but no soggy bottoms. I'm glad that we ran the gamut. It wasn't just like a slog of bullshit.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
Yeah, no, we did. We had a good smorgasbord.
I would love to do a savory eat or beat it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I think if we could figure out like what we want to do for that, I would 100% be on board.
I mean, did anyone else get a taste of those Stranger Things Doritos Stranger Pizza?
I found them.
Stranger Pizza flavor.
Stranger Pizzas. I found them profoundly weird. We did find them, finally.
Yeah, they're fascinating.
I thought the pizza ones tasted so fucking weird. You know, it's like, obviously,
I found that they were far too spicy for what a pizza flavor.
Yeah, no, it didn't taste like pizza at all. It almost feels like they were spicy to like pair with Cool Ranch, you know? And but like, if you had told me this is a pizza flavored Dorito, I'd been like, no, it's fucking not. No, I would have told you you're lying.
So was it supposed to be a mixed bag? Oh, I know about that, but okay. I just mean like, how would you get to spicy?
I guess
pizza?
Maybe that's what they're trying to mimic. I really don't know.
Spicy meat, yeah.
Or like someone really put the red pepper flake on at the pizza.
Yeah, right.
Someone's really laying on this.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it a Stranger Pizza.
It's the strangest pizza of them all.
I really feel like it wouldn't have been so hard to come up with a better name for it, because Stranger Pizza, there's so many. Is the pizza itself very strange? Is it a pizza that belongs to a stranger?
And it had me going like, why is it Strange Things related? Is there something, is there a pizza connection?
There apparently is. I have seen that there are like Stranger Things frozen pizzas. I think there is something to do with a pizza restaurant or van in the new season.
Oh my god. So this has like been in the works.
Yeah, this is like a choice.
And Doritos is like, listen, I can't keep these Doritos in the production facility for so long. I gotta release them.
They keep exploding.
Yeah, like you gotta release season 5 now.
Oh my god.
They're eating the way through the bags over here.
This reminds me, we can watch it after we're done, but this reminds me of an SNL skit about a product that it looks and tastes just like pizza, but it's not.
I remember that.
So I think just before we go, we can give that
one
a spin.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Let's wrap this eat and beat it up.
So much fun.
Eaten it and beaten it, baby.
It also felt like, I don't know, I had a lot of fun doing that. We had more giggles and goofs.
Yeah. But, so come back at us in 2 weeks with our Christmas Spectacular episode, 'Tis the Season, Baby, for Happiest Season. DraftPack.com is the website, and you can find us on all of the standard podcast apps. You can subscribe, you can rate, you can do whatever your little heart's desire. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our full episode. Till then, bye!
Bye.